Hillman on CliffCentral.com.
Right then, you catch them every Thursday between 12 and 1 on Unplugged and In Charge. They are doing some amazing stuff. This huge conference coming up. In fact, let's just promo the conference before we do anything else, because this is the biggest thing that you guys are doing this year.
Yeah,
Vaughan,
man,
and Simpiwe are here. Yep. Just promo the shit out of it and then get into today's Take Charge Tuesday.
So, Young Leader Seminar, 22nd of July, University of Pretoria, Muzan Theatre. 500 young leaders coming together to talk about the issues we're facing. If you're not part of this, I think you're really missing out, because we're really going to be talking some serious stuff and shaping our nation. I mean, there's a lot of influential people coming by. I know Gareth's coming through as well. Both Gareths are coming through, Gareth Armstrong and Gareth Cliff. Plus, Fluby's going to be there and a couple of other influential people. And we're just going to be shaping the youth leadership topic. What does it mean to be a young leader in South Africa? That's some of the stuff I'm going to be talking about. What role does the youth of South Africa play moving forward in our country? I know Vaughan's going to be doing his mathematical equation talks, going in deep about what are you talking about again, Vaughan?
I don't know, actually. I'm still trying to figure it out in my mind, but I'm probably going to, the last time I spoke about like a formula that I had to leadership, I think this time, I don't know, I think I might use something in line with that, but I'm not going to go as formulaic as I did last time. I don't know, I'm going to play with it this next week or so and refine it, but it's definitely going to be around leadership. I mean, that's the theme of the day, so.
Yeah, but I think the most important thing is that the conference, the seminar is an evolving concept. So last year we did amazing things, but we're taking it to the next level this year with panel discussions with influential people there. Yeah. We're going to take leadership and the topic of leadership to the next level. So yeah, get your tickets, a CompuTicket. Ticket is R100, and watch the space. Hashtag YLS 2016. It's going to be a session, man.
Very, very cool.
For sure.
All right, speaking of leadership, it seems that there's a bit of a lack of leadership in South Africa, in Africa, in the world at the moment.
Yeah,
and these are things that we need to take charge of, because we can all be leaders in our own right. What's on the agenda? What are we addressing this Take Charge Tuesday?
So, you know, the usual thing, leadership, and from what I've seen on Twitter, I'm actually tired of checking what's happening on Twitter, because the trending topics always seem to be something that's burning up or some sort of protest. So
yeah, man.
Today I was just I was on Twitter checking what are the trending topics. First was hashtag free Pastor Evan. I'm like, who's Pastor Evan? The next thing was hashtag Zim shutdown 2016. And then the next thing after that was NMMU shutdown. I'm like, what? So many things are being shut down. Like, what is happening in our world? Where are the leaders? And then we're talking about what happened in America. What is happening in the States? Because people like Alton Sterling are getting shot like 6 times on the ground. Like, cops are taking people out. So my question today is like, where are the leaders we've been waiting for? And what the hell is happening in our world? Because it feels like there aren't any leaders around. And that's what I feel.
100%. We had such a powerful conversation around this yesterday. Really, one of the best GRTs that we've ever done.
Yeah.
Speaking about All Lives Matter versus Black Lives Matter and what's happening in the world. So I'm glad that we get to kind of continue that conversation today. Where are we at, Vaughan?
Yeah, man. It's like, even after yesterday, I went home and it was still sitting on my mind. Like, it bothers me a lot, man. It bothers me a lot that that's the reality we face, you know. And it bothers me even more to hear, you know, this morning on the radio, I heard an American politician in Texas talking about how they need to protect the police, you know. I mean,
yes.
I mean, like, Texas will pioneer the protection of law enforcement in the United States of America. And, you know, it just blows my mind to think that leaders, organizations, you know, these bodies of people that are supposed to govern us and help us and protect us and guide us, are almost ignorant to the reality, or not even ignorant, just completely ignoring it. They are aware of it, or they completely disregard it, and try and flip this whole thing on protecting cops because now cops got shot. You know, I don't say that the cops getting shot is justice or anything like that. It's also wrong. You know, the cops were innocent people as well. They've got families too. You know, but I think to say we need to protect the cops and not even mention the fact that cops are killing innocent people, you know, it kind of blows my mind. I almost feel like I kind of give up a little bit on humanity, because these are the people selected to be in power. You know, these are These are people people voted for. These are, you know, the people you put in these positions because you believed in them in some form or in some way at some point. And now it just seems that they could possibly be some of the worst people in the world. And it blows my mind. I struggle to explain how I feel about it. It's almost like a paralyzing feeling. Like it's just like, it's almost unbelievable that people like this exist and just run riot and do what they want and play dumb when confronted with it. You know, it blows my mind. I just can't fathom it.
I think it's actually quite depressing because you don't just see it in America as well. I think things like that are happening in Zimbabwe, like the Zim shutdown 2016.
Yeah,
they are shutting down Zimbabwe for 2 days straight. That's what this is all about. And Pastor Evan Mwarire is the guy that's really moving and mobilizing this movement simply because of the corruption that's being experienced in Zimbabwe and how the fact that 90% of all Zimbabweans are unemployed. There are crazy things happening in Zimbabwe. The economy is crashing. Cops are harassing citizens. So similar to what's happening in America, things are running riot in Zimbabwe. And you ask yourself, where are the leaders? Who's supposed to change this? Who's supposed to fix this? If all of this is happening, you almost have a sense of hopelessness. And what do we do? I think it's something that was really bothering me, because I'm not the type of person to just sit and give up on certain situations. And I know Vaughn's not like that also. But the way that things are being spoken about in the current times we're living in, there seems like there's no solution, right?
Yeah, it's you know, when you ask, like, where is the leaders? Like, I know exactly what you're saying. But then I also look at it and I say, but they're there. You know, that's the leaders there. They're standing there. They're on podiums talking. They on placards where you tick next to their names. It's a whole, to me, it's like a whole lot of bullshit.
Yeah.
It's just so much bullshit because, you know, I feel like if you're the president or the mayor or minister or whatever of a area or a province or a state or a country, you know, you're responsible for everybody that lives within that country, regardless of race, religion, culture. That's what your role is.
Yeah.
Your role was never lead the white people.
Mm.
No, it was never that. It was never lead the Zulus or lead the Xhosas or lead the black people. It was never that. It was lead the people. You know, and I feel like maybe we're just putting the wrong people in these places globally. Or maybe the most evil, the most conniving, the most heartless, soulless human beings walking on this earth do whatever it takes to get into those positions to have their way. Maybe the good people take a step back and take a back seat in a sense, because, you know, if you see life from the eyes of someone that isn't, let's say, driven by some personal gain or some, you know, some selfish want, you kind of see a bigger picture, and you can sometimes be like, is it even worth fighting this maniac for that, for that position? You know, I feel like good people and people with honest intentions, we're a little bit, I don't want to say passive because that's not the truth, but we're just a little bit less aggressive. And
I think we settle a lot more.
We're easier to accept because we're good people. But these maniacs that run riot in this world seem to just take what they want when they want. I kind of feel like it has to end. You know, I was saying this yesterday too, like, can't the people that are completely opposite to these morons, you know, stand up and be as aggressive?
Why can't they take charge? That's what you're asking. Yeah, just, because,
but how do we take charge? Because that's, you know, that, so what do we do?
Yeah, it'll always come down to what can you do in your own life. And I think, like, you know, the only thing that I can think of that's effective and, you know, makes a bold enough aggressive statement is when you're confronted with something that you feel is in line with what is happening in this world, that is injustice, that is wrong, and that is immoral and inhumane. I think you need to make your voice heard then and there. You know, you need to make a point to go out of your way, even if it may be uncomfortable, to call out ignorance and racism and hatred and patriarchy and whatever it may be that you feel can hold the progression of human beings back. I think we need to make our voices heard more, and good people need to be heard more. Because if we don't, we just kind of get lost in this, all the noise, man, and all the chaos of all these idiots.
I think we just need to be more aggressive and realize that The problem isn't necessarily the people, but rather the fact that we haven't stood up and taken action in addressing what these people. If good people sit down, evil will prevail always. So we really need to stand up and be just as aggressive for the cause. We need to remember what leadership is. Leadership isn't about titles or positions, but rather serving the people. So the people that remember what leadership is all about need to rise up. So it's all up to us to realize that we know what leadership is, and we are the leaders we've been waiting for. So it's time to take over and not sit back and compromise and settle for what's happening. Because if we settle and sit back, then this is going to happen. But it's time for us to do what needs to be done to get to where we need to go in order to set straight what needs to be addressed.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. It's so mad. Like, I can't believe we're in 2016 and we live in a world like that. You know, we live in a world where you're getting shot dead on the road.
So just walking across the road.
You get shot dead. They take your life from you because... you're just not the same color as them. I feel like it's so far back, you know, in such a connected, multiracial, multicultural, progressed world in some sense. You know, I don't think there's place for that anymore, bro.
Yeah.
We have to leave it on a positive note, though. We have to take it inward and figure out how to make a positive change.
Yeah.
So let's wrap it up with that. There's got to be something positive to take away from this Take Charge.
Yeah, the thing I can say is that... you know, as much as this thing can be heavy on your heart, like it is heavy, and every single human being in this world, when you see this stuff, if you've got some sort of conscience, you feel really bad, you know, and no one deserves what's happening. But there's another side to it, you know, the side where you can recognize something in yourself, where you can see that, well, you know, if this is what the world is like at the moment, or what people in this world are like, at least I know I am not of that. I am not cut from that cloth.
Yeah.
I am a different person. I have values, and I have morals, and I want to take a position in society that supports some sort of justice and equality, right? So as long as you can take almost encouragement from that, knowing that you are not like that. And then what you need to do is once you have knowledge of that, and once you feel strongly about the fact that you're not like these people that are doing these insane things, you need to ensure that your interactions with people in your life come from that position. Because remember, like, our experiences and everyone else's life experience is based off one another.
Our interactions, right?
Yeah, your life experience with me is based off how I react to you and how I interact with you, and vice versa, right? So if we have more positive interactions with people, more constructive dialogues, good conversations, open-mindedness with everyone we meet in our lives, eventually, you know, we can start creating some sort of culture like that amongst young people. And I think a culture like that will raise a lot more, will raise a youth, or raise a generation that's a lot more conscious, because they grow up in that system.
Yeah.
You know, it's a long process, but I think if we spark it now, our kids and their kids, you know, they won't have to suffer these criminal, you know, injustices.
So bouncing off what Vaughn said, I think it's simple. We need to realize that we are the ones we've been waiting for, and the solution is in us, and we have everything we need in us to solve the situation. Culture is something very important, and what Vaughn is saying is very powerful as well. But we need to stop shifting the culture and make it realize that it isn't about me or what I want, but rather the greater good and for other people. That's what leadership is. It's selflessness. So once we develop that culture of selflessness and building the future, then all these problems will be eradicated. Because once you get people that are up there on top trying to build people and serve the people, this won't happen. Like, these people up here at the moment are really just trying to get their own and trying to survive for themselves and their families. And that's very selfish. A leader is selfless. A leader serves. A leader rises above adversity for the people. So yeah, it's time for us to stand up and build those solutions, because they're in us and they're waiting to be solved by us. We're the youth. We're the future. So we need to rise up right now, today, for tomorrow.
I agree with that. So just in closing, man, just came into my mind quickly. So just practical things you can do is conversations with people, how you interact with people in your society, voting.
Yeah.
You know, these things are small little things that we have every day in our lives that we can actually make a difference with. You don't have to go and rewrite laws to make a difference. You know, you just have to interact with people and treat people with respect and understand and learn and be open-minded and vote and these type of things.
Contribute.
contribute to some sort of greater change. You know, as the more we think like that, I think things will progress quicker.
So basically, stop complaining and start contributing.
And that there is how you take charge. How do we connect with both of you all day?
So I'm at Sampiwe Petros on all the social media platforms. So yeah, tweet at me. I'm going to be asking some really controversial questions over the next few days. And we're going to be talking about some of these things at the Young Leaders Seminar. So I hope to see you there.
For real. You can catch me on Twitter at @V_TheEverything and on Instagram and Vaughn the Poet on Snapchat.
Power. There you go, guys. Thanks so much for stopping by.
Kelman on CliffCentral.com.